5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
More things we should be worried about from the amateurs of the internet or from people listening. These are not vetted. These are just random opinions that are fun to talk about. 1-800-947-3979. Tomorrow's front page, maybe the back headlines today. This person says, we should probably be worried that so many billionaires who are within the loop of information that the rest of us would never have access are spending so much money building doomsday bunkers. Now, I understand that theory, but I feel like they have so much money that at some point it's like, well, I have a yacht that's 500 feet long. I have four houses. What should I do? Let's build a bunker, you know, just in case. So I'm not sure it's the warning like the canary in the coal mine that it might be. But yeah, there is something maybe to that theory. If the people that are in the know are stockpiling food, you should stockpile food.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, I don't know, like, say, 100 years ago, the Rockefellers might have had a doomsday bunker and
I
were storing food. Like, I don't know. If I had $1 billion, whether or not there was actually something on the horizon, I also would have one.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, why wouldn't I? I have billions of dollars. So why not dig a cool hole in the ground that was furnished and set up with everything I would need to survive for as long as I wanted?
Steve?
What about that doomsday clock thing that Bezos is building in the mountains?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be supposed to be there for like 10,000 years. When's that going to be done?
I don't know.
I remember hearing about that. You're confusing it a little bit with the doomsday clock that tells you how close to midnight we are for nuclear annihilation.
Yeah, I don't think Bezos calls it.
He didn't call it a doomsday clock. It just seems like one because he seems like a supervillain.
Yeah, I think it's like humanity clock or something like that.
Okay. Something so it's like just counting down the end till the end of humanity.
Just a clock.
No, it just keeps time for like ever.
Mm.
So future generations go, I don't know what put this here, but here's a
it's clock. 2:15.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying that's because of the giant asteroid that's on the way, why the billionaires are building bunkers. NASA's telling us not to worry about the asteroid named after the god of death and the chaos it has. About a 3% chance of striking us this pass, and it will miss by close enough to alter its path for the next pass. Now, I have heard about this giant asteroid. A lot of people are very worried about it. It's doing things. I keep reading headlines and articles that say it's doing things that don't fit the properties that asteroids are supposed to be doing.
Isn't it changing colors?
I think that's
and
one
And it's
of
like
them.
A straight line?
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's a Death Star made by Govee. Switch directions and colors depending on the holiday.
We need to do something about the bees. We need more bees, is the text from Nashville. I do think that's true. That's been around for a while.
Yeah, I heard that the bees are coming back, that there's a little less worries of bee collapse.
The very next one, insect populations are collapsing around the world, which will have dire consequences for agriculture and the natural order. I don't know what's true and what's not true. As with everything else in the world these days, you can't tell.
I don't know either.
Do any of you have things that keep you up at night? Like, oh, this is the real worry. Like, you know, killer bees back when we were kids.
Killer bees were a big thing.
Yeah, I did think that quicksand and killer bees were going to be something that I would have to worry about a lot more.
Yeah, I did too. It was more prevalent. I try not to overthink at this stage in my life too much.
BS.
Well, and there's a lot that's so out of my control.
Yes.
If an asteroid comes, Doesn't do me any good to worry about it now. It's either going to hit and kill me, or hit and not kill me, or miss, or whatever. Like, it is, I can't lose sleep over that.
But
you know?
Chances are that if it hits, it's going to kill everybody, so it doesn't matter. So the doomsday bunker, you're no good there.
I don't know that I want to be alive if I have to live in a bunker.
Right. Yeah,
we'll and everyone else is dead.
We'll see how I think about that when everybody else is going into a bunker, and I'm like, I didn't plan for the future.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if the dust settles and humanity can reemerge from the mole people area in like 5 years, okay, you know, I would live. That'd be like being in prison, but okay, I could do that. But if it's like that's it for eternity,
yeah, that's more like big doomsday stuff. Which, yeah, I can't. But the stuff that I actually fear that is happening today, like AI taking over every job.
I think that might be my number one.
Yeah. I have so many friends in marketing where they're just losing their jobs. I mean, even stuff that we're affected by here at in radio and in media that you immediately see the effects of.
Or, I mean, just even going shopping. You see clerks disappear. You know, people at fast food restaurants where the ordering is all done now.
Yes.
Computers / AI. I mean, the goal of, and I understand why the businesses do it, but maybe we might need to rethink why jobs are important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not just important for the companies to make money. It's important to have consumers who can afford to buy the products.
Right. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the billionaires are, they're going to collapse the economy. That's probably why they're building the bunkers, honestly.
I think you're right.
To protect themselves from everybody who can't eat anymore.
Number 10. Oh, we did that one. This one. Experiments are already underway to use DNA and biological organisms as information carriers and computing devices. Scientists are storing data in DNA strands and creating biological computers. That is so hard for me to understand. I can't even be afraid of it. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. I just am finally starting to get that there's not a big fluffy cloud with my photos in it.
I'm on board if it will let me shred on a guitar.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Upload some skills to me.
Yeah, kind of like Neo, but maybe with less puncture wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive me if I'm repeating anything. I've had editing years on too, but fast fashion and the pollution it causes. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. My gosh. When you see those mounds and mounds of trash, and it is so bad. I worry about that. Is the type of stuff that keeps me up at night, because that directly affects. My clothes are in those piles. I don't like it.
The amount of times when I'm out shopping and I'm at a store and I see something new that I like, brand new with tags, everything, that I'm like, man, that's really cool. I want to buy that. I instantly hit myself with this guilt of like, that's going to end up in a landfill, or all the ones that they don't sell will, or all the ones that don't end up on clearance, whatever. And then I sit there and I think I can find it thrifting. And then I don't, but and even at thrift stores, though, there's people who just buy and buy and buy because it's cheap, and then those still end up in landfills. There's no good answer to any of it. Scary.
This one from the 516, antibiotic resistant infections. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that worries
like
me.
When I remember listening to a radio lab a couple years ago where they're talking about how we get a lot of the antibiotics from the crab, the horseshoe crab, I believe it is, the blue horseshoe crab, whatever it is. And that scientists are actually going and digging through places throughout the earth looking for the next round of antibiotics that we haven't been creating bugs that are resistant to for so long. And there is a fear within the biological or biology community that there's not one out there ready to take over.
Yeah.
I don't know how real that is, because I don't know anything.
I mean, war tactics changing too, because obviously that's happened throughout life, and war tactics becoming more like airborne diseases, where you can kill people in masses in that way.
Yeah, biological warfare,
yeah.
Which is illegal.
It's illegal, but people break laws all the time.
You get the next Hitler or whatever, that they don't care. I mean, they're not adhering to war laws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
or intentionally attacking resources. Like, we are, you know, we've got Great Lakes and fresh water. But you nuke one of those,
you poison that water.
You
somehow,
poison that water, and then you ruin stuff for Canada and all of the United States and everything that flows into. That is the type of stuff, as we get older and those advances happen. Oh, my gosh. If I get to thinking about it too much, I got to have a hot tea and chill.
Yeah, it makes you really long for the day where the two armies would dress up in red and yellow coats and stand 8 feet apart and shoot at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might have been the right way after all. This one, I'm not smart enough to even know this was a thing. The collapse of the Atlantic Meridian. meridional overturning current. It's the ocean current that's responsible for the mild climates in Europe that has transported hot ocean water from the Caribbean up the Gulf Stream. The melting ice caps and glaciers affect the salinity, therefore the density of the water near the Arctic, interrupting the current. And they say if the AMOC collapses, as it has before, it will usher in an age in Europe where it is inhospitable, similar to past times. Now, that's a long-term one.
More immigrants.
Yeah, great. this one from Turlock 51.
Okay.
I think our economy is closer to collapse than anyone in the media or government is letting on. Again, not our opinions.
No, I fear this is one that I fear.
I do too.
It goes along with everything
and
else.
And this one
economic collapse.
Their explanation makes sense. Wall Street is thriving. It's the highest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like people I know, people you know, people most people know. Like maybe your 401k is growing.
If you have a 401k.
Yeah. If you haven't had to clear it out to live.
Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Day-to-day livelihoods, about 60% of Americans, according to recent studies, are struggling with basic needs and would not be able to handle a $1,500 emergency, which is something life throws at all of us, unfortunately, way too often.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
It's unsustainable, and AI is going to make it much worse when people stop having as many jobs.
Yeah, when you can't have a job or you work full-time but don't earn anything. So,
this one, pretty sure the soil fungus that killed off the Gros Michel banana, the larger and tastier banana we had before the Cavendish bananas we have now, has evolved. The banana species we have now is resistant to this, but it's likely that in our lifetime, the banana we now know will need to be genetically modified again, or it will be gone. I remember reading years ago that we're living in the final days of the banana as a fruit in general.
That makes me so sad. I love bananas. Please don't go away. That and apples, I swear, I might give up. That's when I know the world is ending. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This person.
I eat an apple every day.
I have worry for the long-term effects of COVID. The broader population being told that it was okay to catch COVID over and over in the coming years, start seeing the long-term damage of these infections. There are a lot of research that's going on about the long-haul COVID people and how damaging it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the U.S. electrical system is precarious.
Yes.
AI takes up more power and energy than we've ever needed before. Much of our infrastructure has already been patched with duct tape and bubble gum. Not upgraded, we may start seeing more brownouts and blackouts rolling through the country.
Yeah, and we've seen that in a lot of places already. And, you know, they used to just be able to blame air conditioners. But now, those blackouts in Texas, the Northeast, California, where there's, you know, high dense populations.
Yeah, the more I see videos about people who are building homes that are completely off grid, the more I'm like,
Yeah, there's a little something to that.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, there's a big investment up front, but
There's
one guy I follow that he gives updates. He installed a full solar on his house like 6 years ago, and he does yearly updates where he breaks down the cost of it, the offset, how much is feeding back into the grid, how much money he makes off of that. And his system, he's 6 years in and it's fully paid for itself.
I have a buddy who was looking at his energy bills and he's like, yeah, I just feel like there's got to be a better way. And just, he went down one of those Wikipedia rabbit holes. And next thing you know, he was looking up how much it would cost to build a windmill and attach it to his house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he spent a bunch of dough to build a windmill. And now he's, I think it's been 11 or 12 years. He's selling electricity to the energy company.
Yeah.
And it is paying for his mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He measured the wind speeds and he had to talk his wife into the fact that there'd be a windmill on his house.
Yeah. But if you make more than you need, you can sell it back to the electric company.
Pretty brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You can't do it in some places, HOAs. And
sure. So does he have a battery bank then?
I'm not sure how he does it specifically. He wouldn't tell me because I'm an idiot.
Probably. Unless he might have a grist mill.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.